It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Can what you eat affect your mood, and can your diet be part of an equation to help you reduce stress and feel better? Dr. Scott Isaacs is our guest today, and he's the medical director of the Atlanta Endocrine Associates in Atlanta, Georgia. So, Dr. Isaacs, are there certain foods that are feel-good foods or even bad mood foods?
Well, hello. Thanks for having me on. The short answer to that is yes, there are. And, you know, one of the most important things that anyone can do to affect their mood is just to eat healthy food. That we know that when you're eating healthy foods, you have a sense that you're making your body healthy, and that in general can make you feel better. But there are certain foods that may also improve your mood as well.
Well, now, you know, Dr. Isaacs, people hear healthy food and they think, okay, it means I have to eat salads. And then they hear that certain carbohydrates, you know, long acting and white pastas are going to bring them down, or, you know, white sugars are going to cause a spike in insulin. And so what constitutes a healthy food as far as something that really can affect your mood?
Well, you talk about carbohydrates, and certainly that's one type of food that really does affect your mood, mostly through the neurotransmitter serotonin. And serotonin is known as a mood regulator because it helps enhance mood. It helps with a feeling of calmness. And a lot of people who eat unhealthy carbohydrates like sugar and processed carbohydrates made from white flour, they sometimes, that will affect your mood too, but not always in the right way. So you can get sort of a temporary mood calming effect from those unhealthy carbohydrates. But if you focus on eating healthy carbohydrates like complex carbohydrates, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, they have a more helpful effect on serotonin and helping with mood and with enhancing calmness.
And now, are there certain foods that can actually put you in a bad mood?
That's a great question. Interestingly, a lot of foods that we consider comfort foods that we always think of that make you feel good, studies have actually shown that they make you feel worse. And so junk food, fast food, foods that are high in unhealthy fat, saturated fat, and trans fat do lead to being in a worse mood.
Well, you know, my husband and I both realize that foods like McDonald's may taste good when you put them in, but about 10 minutes after we even take a few bites, we just feel it. And then we're like kind of in a bad mood for the rest of the night. It's like, why you never even bother to eat that stuff if it puts you in that kind of a mood. So if we know that there are certain foods that do that to you, trigger those kinds of feelings, what about just the opposite, like dark chocolate, things like that? Are there certain foods that a few minutes after you eat them, you can literally feel yourself being uplifted?
Dark chocolate's a great example, and dark chocolate has a lot of chemicals and nutrients that imitate brain chemicals that enhance mood. Another one is foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, especially the ones found in fatty fish, more so than omega-3s in plant-based sources like the flaxseed and walnuts. And researchers have found that foods high in omega-3 fatty acids will help protect against depression.
So if you eat foods high in omega-3 fatty acids, you're talking about sardines and anchovies and herring and mackerel and salmon and tuna and all these wonderful foods. If you're somebody who really doesn't like fish, does a supplement help sort of, you know, augment that if you're not going to eat those fish to help your mood?
You know, it's a great question, and the answer is we just don't know. There's been a lot of research coming out on omega-3 fish oil supplements and other types of omega-3 supplements, and they don't seem to have the same benefit as eating the fish itself. And so when it comes to mood, there just isn't enough research. But everything I've seen is that a supplement is not as good as eating the food itself.
Okay, so now back to carbohydrates for a minute, Dr. Isaacs, because, you know, they've been demonized for so long, and obviously sugar is a carbohydrate. But then again, so are the vegetables, so are fruits. And we need these to keep our brain and spinal cord going. So what are kind of like an idea of a day for you? A breakfast, a lunch, a dinner that includes some of these really positive carbohydrates?
So the best carbohydrates are that are just like you said, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and also low-fat dairy products. So one of the things you want to always be sure of is not to eat pure carbohydrates, even when they're healthy carbohydrates. So for breakfast, you want to combine carbohydrates with protein. And combining the two actually will enhance the availability of serotonin in your brain. And also combining the protein with carbohydrates will help keep your appetite down throughout the whole day.
Now, another example, a piece of whole wheat or multigrain bread with peanut butter?
Well, I think that could potentially be something that might be good for the mood. But, you know, peanut butter, when it comes to weight loss especially, peanut butter is something I ask my patients to avoid. It's so high in calories, and we give peanut butter to those folks that want to gain weight, not lose weight. So although it does have some healthy properties, it also has some unhealthy properties. So it's usually one I advise my patients to stay away from.
Okay, now something, as long as we're talking about food and mood and the connection, we've listed foods that can actually put you in a good mood, foods that can put you in a bad mood. But something that people don't really realize is that eating regularly, Dr. Isaacs, do you advocate eating every few hours to kind of keep your metabolism up, keep your blood sugar, glucose levels at a nice even level, or are you a breakfast, lunch, and dinner kind of person?
I think it's important to eat regularly, but, you know, a lot of people tell me it's really difficult to be eating small mini meals all day long. It's just not how our bodies are designed, and something that folks do for a few weeks or a few months, and then they just get burned out on that. So I do recommend having a very substantial breakfast and then a lunch and a mid-afternoon snack. I don't always feel like the mid-morning snack is necessary, because lunch and breakfast can be pretty close together. But lunch and dinner may be fairly far apart, and so I think that mid-afternoon snack is helpful. And having protein in the afternoon snack can also be really helpful, and that can help keep energy level up, can help keep the metabolism going, and also helps reduce your appetite at dinner time.
So kind of give us a whole sort of wrap-up, Dr. Isaacs, and you can include alcohol, because people turn to alcohol for a mood enhancer as well.
Sure. Well, you know, all those things. Alcohol in moderation is fine, but I think that the main way that you can use food to improve your mood is by having a healthy diet and trying to focus on eating a combination of healthy foods throughout the day, and really enhancing the fruits and vegetables, making sure you're getting plenty of them so you're getting all those phytonutrients and vitamins and minerals and more than what you just get from a vitamin pill, and keeping your body full of healthy foods is going to be the best way to stay happy and healthy.
So remember, you have to have your body full of these healthy foods. You want to steer clear of some of those junk foods that are high in sugar, high in fat, certainly high in trans fat. You want to make sure to stay away from those things, but the ones that are really, really good for you, as Dr. Isaacs has pointed out for us, are the omega-3s. You want to get your good fish oil. It hasn't really been proven yet whether or not supplements can fit the bill, so you want to try and get them in the most all-natural way possible. Your good carbohydrates, your complex carbohydrates, sweet potatoes and whole wheat foods, whole wheat pastas and multigrains, those kinds of things. And remember to combine them with a protein so that you're eating your regular meals. Of course, getting exercise, because we know that that helps with endorphins and your serotonin levels by the good foods that you eat. So remember, that is how you stay well. Therein lies the name of the show. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Staying Well right here on Radio MD.